And it's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde. Men who ride the New York City subway will soon be seeing signs asking them to, quote, stop the spread. As in, stop spreading your legs so wide when you sit down, dude, you're taking up way too much space. It's part of a campaign that goes after all kinds of rude behavior on public transit. Also on the list, people who litter or play loud music. We wanted to know what's happening here, so Jeannie Yandel asked Sound Transit spokesman Bruce Gray, do men have the right to manspread here in Washington State?
No, nobody has that sort of right. And it's not a huge issue for our riders, but it is something that we hear about on our customer service lines. More than anything, folks will write us about people putting their bags or their feet up on seats, especially on Sounder. So, especially on a crowded train, seats are for butts, not feet or bags.
Aside from documenting the calls that you get on your feedback line, aside from looking at social media, what is Sound Transit doing to address that kind of behavior?
You know, we've got our own advertising campaign that's been in the works. We started out online a couple weeks ago emphasizing the idea of seat hogs, shaming seat hogs, people who take up more than their own seat with their bags or luggage. And we followed that up with a stand right, walk left campaign, especially for escalators, a little reminder for folks to stand on the right and walk on the left. Coming up, we're going to have our own versions of manspreading and keep your feet off the seats.
The New York Times also found evidence that we've, as a species, been trying to solve the problem of treating each other with basic human dignity on public transit for at least 75 years now. Will we ever get there?
I think we've got a lot of hope, especially out here in the Northwest where folks have almost as good of manners as folks from the Midwest.
Yes, but not quite, because in the Midwest, you wouldn't see this.
I was on the bus from West Seattle recently and was shocked to see a man trimming his toenails. He had very carefully taken off his shoes and was explaining to upset riders that he had been hiking over the weekend and had terrible ingrown toenails, and they just had to be dealt with right then. That's the worst I've seen, but I've also seen folks that trim their fingernails on the bus. I just think that's something that you shouldn't be doing anywhere around other people.
That's one of our listeners sharing her public transit experience. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.